This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for joining us. With the holidays upon us, people are spending more with their credit cards. People are buying more over the internet with the card-not-present transactions. As a company owner, as a small business owner, as a micro business owner, somebody that's just selling something, you know, you guys may all learn a little something here. So pay attention. We have John Canfield, Vice President of Risk Management. The website is WePay.com. The company is WePay. So here we go. We talked about the fact that the consumer is pretty well covered. I've been one of those guys that has somebody's gotten my number and bought things at a truck stop, and they're calling me up, and you know, in Wisconsin, are you in Wisconsin at a truck stop? Because an hour ago you were in a restaurant in Los Angeles. I'm like, no, I'm not in Wisconsin. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm like, well, okay, we'll deny the $600 charge then, because card not present. Or even then, they can somehow, I don't know how these fraudsters do it, they can create a credit card very fast and actually have your card and with a different person's name. So all these types of ways of basically getting screwed is, you know, the consumers are covered, John, pretty much. I didn't have to pay for anything. And I had people even buy things and receive the property and they're gone. And the credit card company still takes care of me as the consumer. But what about these small business folks? And then I want you to talk about this from a couple different angles. One is from using social data to deal with this. The other one is I want to talk about chipped cards. I've just been getting more and more cards with a chip in them. So start with, start wherever you want. How do we, as a consumer, not as a consumer, but as a small business or a micro business, protect ourselves from these nasty people that are taking advantage of our kindness?
Yeah, so I think the main thing when you're going to be accepting credit card payments as a micro business or a small business, to understand what risks go with that particular provider of payments. And I think there are two factors. One is, if you are going to be handling the credit card information directly in your systems, someone's going to stick some system under your counter and it is running some old version of Windows, and that's going to hold the credit card information, then that has a lot of risk that you might get hacked. Mm. So the first way to protect yourself is to make sure that you're using a solution where you're not having a computer that holds that credit card information, that your payment provider is holding that for you. They're collecting the credit card information through their software, and then basically you just get the money. Because you want the money, you don't need all those credit card data and put yourself at risk from hackers attacking you. So that's the first thing that you should do.
Okay, update.
And then the second thing that you should do is make sure you understand how much protection your payment provider is giving you against stolen credit card payments. And some will not do any protection at all, and it's totally up to you, the business, to figure out, hey, is this stolen or not, and will you transact it? Others do provide protection. They have a risk engine that will run. In some cases, some of the providers will guarantee you against certain types of fraud, but with certain conditions. Maybe you have to follow their criteria. So it's very important to go, if you're, you know, on a e-commerce marketplace or you're renting out your room, it's very important to look at the terms, basically, of your agreement with that provider, with that marketplace or that crowdfunding site, who's responsible and what protections do you have. And usually, there's going to be some responsibility that you have. And, you know, the key thing is not to get fooled by some obvious fraud patterns. You really have to be more on the lookout if you're a person receiving payments than you do as a consumer.
Right. So then, of course, WePay, you guys can help the small and micro companies that are businesses that are out there, because you have these, what we'll call maybe guaranteed or certified partners that you work with. Is that what it is?
Well, we work with a variety of partners to offer payment services like FreshBooks, which is an invoicing tool, and GoFundMe and YouCaring, which are crowdfunding sites. We have some marketplaces as well. So these are the ways that people end up interacting with WePay's payment services. And then in terms of our risk management, we have a variety of tools to try to identify stolen credit card payments. Tricky thing is, nothing's perfect. I mean, if there was a perfect way to prevent fraud, there wouldn't be any fraud.
Right.
So we try to use as much data as possible about the payer, about the transaction, about the risks. But there is some role for the micro or small business owner to play as well.
Okay, hold tight. We're going to go on the other side of the break. I want to still hear about chip cards and how we can use social data to learn more. We're talking with John Canfield, VP of Risk Management, WePay.com. This is Inc. Radio.
This show is presented in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. We'll be right back.